place and you feel that you're going too fast.
All right, it's the Kaiser Chiefs singing about that big bicycle race from the album Yours Truly, Angry Mob. That is My Kind of Guy. To get us in the mood for the Tour de France, which starts tomorrow, and to get us in the mood to feed the resistance, Dee's got the beer, I've got the food. And we've got sort of a French theme going today.
Sort of
a French theme going today. I pulled all my Tour de France memorabilia, and it's all around the studio right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll post some pictures. I have a lot of it.
You just kept pulling things out. I was like, how much Tour de France stuff do you own?
My wife and I enjoy the tour.
Yes.
The tour, by the way, starts tomorrow.
Okay.
We enjoy the tour. We enjoy watching it on TV. We enjoy going to the tour. We've been several times.
That's really neat.
Try to go every other year. The last few years, we haven't been between moving back here after some time in Virginia, and then COVID strikes. So it's been a few years since we've been to the tour, but it's a whole lot of fun. The hat that you'll see in the pictures that I'll post later, that's one of the throws that before the tour comes through, if you're there live, you don't see this on TV, if you're there live, a parade comes through about 40 minutes before the race comes through.
Okay.
And the parade, to stay ahead of the race, goes at about 40 miles an hour.
Okay. That is a quick-moving parade.
That's a fast-moving. And there's like floats and such and bands on the
floor. Better hang on tight.
And they're throwing stuff.
Jeez.
Can you imagine a parade going by at 40 miles an hour and they're throwing stuff out?
Oh, my God, no. Just kids getting ran over.
And it's everything from candy to, like, hats and T-shirts and stuff. Yeah, and people are diving for this stuff the parade goes through.
And that's awesome, though.
It's a lot of fun. And you spend a whole lot of time waiting for 20 seconds of the bikes going by.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. I assume the bicyclists come in like kind of waves.
Yeah,
right?
There are some. Depending on what stage you're at and what type of race, for a time trial, there's stuff going on all the time.
Okay.
An individual time trial. But, a flat stage where everyone's kind of stays together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
15 seconds, it's over.
You tailgate in the meantime?
Yeah exactly.
All right. Now I understand.
There's big parties going on the entire time. So in honor of the fact that the Tour de France starts tomorrow, I wanted to make something French. And this is a dish that you'll find all over France. And everyone's got like different versions of this. And I've tried to make several different versions. And I found this one just fairly recently. And I love this one. I absolutely love it. It's a smoky, warm French lentil salad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got lentils, obviously, and some sausage and fire-roasted tomatoes in there. And then the recipe for this one said you can serve it with salmon. So I made some salmon as well with that. And it's
I love
wonderful.
It. Totally. And with this one, I decided, this is one of my favorite beers of all time. Night Call from Carbon 4. It is a smoked porter.
Yeah, but what? You say that just about every week.
I love beer, Pat. I love it so much. But yes, this is a smoked porter from Carbon 4. Our friends over there, as soon as I saw it was a smoked dish, I was like, this is my opportunity.
There we go.
To pair Night Call with something. So, and this is not super duper smoky. There are definitely hints of smoke to it you will get, but I don't want you to think it's like overwhelmingly smoky coming at you. Definitely a big, robust beer. You're going to get some chocolate and coffee tones in there, but not, it all just is so well balanced and perfectly blends together. I worry that people get the impression that it's a sweeter beer than what it really is. It's not sweet.
Right.
I don't think.
No. And you said coffee, which immediately scares me off. And right after you said that, I took a drink and yeah, I guess I can taste that in there, but it's not overwhelming at
right.
all. And
everything just goes together.
Normally,
so well.
Anything with coffee in it, I hate.
I know, and don't understand. I do not understand that part.
I get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I don't drink coffee.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
Instead, I drink beer. Apparently.
All right. No kidding.
So why did you choose, just because of the smokiness, is that what you chose?
Absolutely. Again, when we're pairing things, you want to look for contrasts or similarities. So the smokiness of the salad with the smokiness of the beer, I thought was going to be a great opportunity I didn't want to miss out on. So let's give it a shot here.
I like it.
Oh, I really like that pairing a lot. Man, I would even, now I'm thinking about like some smoked jerky or something like that to go with this as well.
That would be really good.
The sausages and the lentil salad and the salmon, everything is just,
sausage and the salmon, by the way, came from our sponsors again, UW Provision. So thank you for that. Yeah, and it goes so well with this beer, which is the other thing that'll scare some people off with this beer is it's so dark. I mean, it almost looks like a soda.
It
like
pours
a Coca-Cola.
Jet black. And I can't even tell you. As soon as I saw the six pack of Night Call in the studio, I was like, yay.
It goes down very well.
Mm-hmm. Don't be scared of dark beers. Trust me.
Don't be afraid of the dark. All right. Thank you very much, Dee. I think we have another success here on our hands.
I think so, too, man.
I will. When I post all this online at altmad.com, I'll also post some tips for watching the Tour de France, because it's a different kind of sport to watch.
Yeah.
Even if you're watching on TV, it's very different. There's some things that are confusing about it as opposed to other sports. So
I would love that information.
I will post a little bit of that information as well. All right. We do this every Friday right about this time. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Thanks to UW Provision. Two locations, the Meat Market in Middleton and Local Source Foods in Sun Prairie. Every Friday, right about this time, it's Feed the Resistance on Madison's Alternative, 106.7 The Resistance.